And, yeah, there is that Okavango accident. But please, take your time. You don't want to get a fine. You don't want to do something that might get you killed. Just take your time. Phone your boss. Say, I'm going to be late. Live with it. You know, you can't do anything about it. There was an accident. And then get on with your life and listen to us. Now, coming up, you're going to be hearing from Lonnie Newland, founder of Little Winners. Now, I love this. I'm so excited to talk about this, as a matter of fact. Your next guest is in the business of getting your kids to think positively. Now, her passion is to get the subject, which she brands as thought education, introduced in school curriculums. Now, Lonnie Newland's pioneering program is used at Montessori schools and preschools, and she is also the author of How to Win When Life is Unfair, Emotional Intelligence. So she joins you this morning also to explain why she believes attitude is a lent way of thinking, which determines the quality of our lives. Wow, man. You know, this is the one interview I really looked forward to today, Lonnie. So thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you. And thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, okay, where do we start? Emotional intelligence. I mean, let's start there. Okay, how would you define emotional intelligence?
I would think it starts definitely with your thoughts. Everything starts with your thoughts. So you need to be a thought expert. You need to know exactly what consequences come from what thoughts and become selective in what you think.
Yeah. There's also the whole thing of, you know, you can think, you can't think your way out of trouble, but you can think your way into action, which then will get you out of trouble.
Exactly. You can definitely do that. And if you watch your thoughts and you become a thought expert, you'll actually avoid those ones that are going to get you into trouble. If you see you've got trouble, you'll start speaking something positive and you'll attract that.
How do you introduce this with kids, with children? Let's talk about what you do at Montessori, because that is the real interesting bit. Yeah.
Yes. Well, Akino, you know that a child's mind, the first 7 years, is not even going at the normal frequency. It's going at a lower frequency than our brains, the mind portion of it. And all the mind is doing, that little child's doing for the first 7 years of life, is downloading programs that this child will use to live by for the rest of his life. Yeah. So it's a crucial time that we need to know, parents and teachers, what that little child is downloading is things that the child is hearing, exposed to, seeing. Everything comes into the mind and becomes part of the rest of his life. So it's crucial that we put out the right examples at that age.
How do you do that, though? You know, it's one thing to have a curriculum and to say, let's think positively, let's learn how to think positively attitude, but how do you implement that?
Okay, the first thing you've got to do as a parent or an educator is watch your own behavior and your own wording. Watch it very carefully, because it's something that is being downloaded by the little onlooker. So that is tremendously important. And then I've written a book similar to How to Win When Life is Unfair, which basically is more for adults, but for children, that says, let's take a peek at our thoughts. And this book is really aimed at children 7 years or 8 years and younger. And with each book, you have two little thoughts. One is sticking his tongue out, he's angry, and the other one is smiling. And one is called love, and the other one is called grouch. And this is the tool that you use to teach a child as the child is growing up. When he gets angry and has a tantrum or is difficult, you don't say, you know, you're really being naughty now, because that is going into his program, I'm naughty. So what you say is, you have got a grouch there. Which is a negative thought, and which is exactly what it is. And grouches are really painful, and they bring such misery into your life. So we got to get the grouch out. And how do we do that? We bring in a love. Just like you said earlier, focus on the positive, you know, when something goes wrong. And you teach the child, when something goes wrong, choose a positive, choose a love. What would the love do now? Let's imagine he'll say, okay, never mind. He'll look on the positive.
Yeah, it's isn't it? Maybe I'm, am I right or wrong here? It's moving from the realm of dealing with problems to finding solutions. And well, that's wonderful. And so, Lonnie, where do we find all your good work?
Well, my Gmail is littlewinners@gmail.com. And I've got a Facebook page, and it's called Positive Thinking Kid. And there you'll see all the visits I do to schools, because I go regularly wherever I can to spread this message, and the schools then buy the little programs and start teaching the kids.
You inadvertently are helping kids to deal with artificial intelligence in the medium to long term, because humans are going to play a very important role there, and they need the skills you're teaching. So, Lonnie, thank you for your time. Lonnie Newland, founder of Positive Thinking